Hi again, everybody. We're back. This is part two of our switching two-part extravaganza that was recorded in one part but split in two for various reasons. We're going to finish talking about all the stuff that was shown off at the actual Splitch presentation, followed by all the details that hit us afterwards between Treehouse Live and just the stuff that was announced on the internet shortly afterwards. So we now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. So now I'm on cloud nine. They were able to successfully dig me out of the flat-out depression that 1-2 Switch brought on me. And I'm like, this is great. This is great. What do you got next for me? Fire Emblem Warriors.
I'm back out.
Okay. I'm starting to drop a little bit. I'm like, okay, Fire Emblem Warriors. You know what? Nintendo really likes that people like Fire Emblem, and they are going to shove that property down my throat. Was Hyrule Warriors that big a success? I guess it was.
But relative to the sales numbers of the Wii, or the Wii U, I guess it was.
But, I mean, the 3DS one apparently did really well, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's strange to me. I don't get these games. I never will.
Nope, they're fun to play in a store kiosk.
That's why the next thing was what really took me down even further, because next they were like, all right, so Square Enix, they want to hook us up, and they're going to do us, we've already announced Dragon Quest X and XI are going to be on Switch, and in Japan, those are going to be system sellers, because that is the full-bred console version, but portable.
Yep.
That is like Japan catnip right there. That really is the winner.
They could have just, like as big as Monster Hunter and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
but they didn't say America. Huge. They said just Japan.
They did, yeah. Well, we don't know exactly what the localization on that stuff is, but then again, it's region-free, so if you can read Japanese, you're in good shape.
Right.
And the thing that followed it was what took me down another couple of pegs. Like,
Shin Megami Tensei?
No, Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You thought Fire Emblem Warriors was enough of this kind of game? Here's the Dragon Quest Warriors kind of game. And it's 1 and 2, which is, in Japan, probably boring as heck, because Dragon Quest Heroes 2 was already out. Now, granted, it'll probably be, if they launch it around when I think they will, it'll be pretty close to day and date when the game actually comes out in America. So it'll be relevant here.
Right.
But only relevant to the 14 people that are huge fans of the Dynasty Warrior-style games and Dragon Quest. So, now we have three of the Press A to Win games.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and 2 and Fire Emblem Warriors. Thank you very much. Followed by Shin Megami Tensei 5. It's a CG trailer. It's going to run on Unreal Engine. I'm like, I'm not hurt by this one in particular.
Sure.
I'm just like, okay.
You didn't show
anything. I don't
anything.
Care about this. They didn't show anything, and I don't care about Shin Megami Tensei.
Your system is coming out in 2 months, right? You might want to have some gameplay trailers.
Yeah, I'd like to see this a tad, just a touch further along.
You might want to have some dinosaurs in your dinosaur park here, Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Ian Malcolm. The next one I'm really interested in, this was kind of cool. I find it a little suspect that it had such a big piece of the pie here. I want to know who's giving the people at Square Enix the drugs they use when they come up with the names for their games.
Yeah, this
is clearly the person who came up with Bravely Default, because this game is called Project Octopath. Sorry, Project Octopath Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
That aside, this looks pretty neat.
Sure.
It's got the way they kind of made
it a cool
it
little retro.
But it's like all kind of retro, but 3D, but done intelligently. It's got a really interesting visual style to it, and I'm game. It's Square Enix doing a retro style RPG with a modern flair. Yeah, cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
But of course, that was all Square Enix had to show, and we'll get to that a little later when I talk about all the stuff that wasn't here. I'm a little down at this point. I've calmed down considerably. I'm starting to get dragged back down to Super Mario Odyssey looked great, but
that's it.
Now we've had a handful of games that I'm not going to play.
And what I thought was really interesting about this is that, because I watched this with the hindsight of knowing what the launch day lineup was, And the only game that they showed at this point so far that was a launch day title was 1-2 Switch.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. That's like, so far in, like, the 7 games you showed off, you showed me one thing I could play on launch day, and that's some old bullshit I didn't care about, so.
That was pretty much exactly how I felt.
It's like, all right, that's sure.
All right, so now they started pulling out some people. Some folks started coming out. And I liked that they tried to do some of their ridiculous Nintendo Direct stuff live, like with the snapping of the fingers and stuff.
Yeah,
that. And like, you know, when that idiot came out with the Splatoon getup and whatnot, yeah, I was like, this is fun. I'm glad you guys are trying to have fun with this. This should have been a Nintendo Direct, though. Don't do this live.
Yeah, don't. That was, again, like where I was watching, I was like, God, you guys are fucking corny. Stop it.
So,
like, this isn't even charming. It's just, I feel bad for all of you.
it's coming off a little Konami press conference here.
just a bit.
So, Nagoshi from Sega comes out and it's all like, Sega is all about supporting the system. We're like, no shit.
But that was it. He came out and he was like, I'm really excited about this. Back to you. And it was like, what? Like, that's your
we've
whole
got stuff. We're going to show it to you. And we found out about the games that are coming in like 2 hours later, but it's just like, there's games coming out. We're freaking stoked about it. I'm like, dude, Sega, you would support a cheese sandwich, all right?
It was such, and I don't say this lightly, but it was such a Donald Trump moment of like going back and looking at his presidential campaign where they were like, Mr. Trump, what will you do if you repeal Obamacare? And he'll like replace it with something terrific. Like, that was basically what they fucking said. It's going to be great. We're going to do a thing. Fucking trust me.
And to be fair, all right. So next up. This one I kind of liked because you could tell that this dude was happy to be there. Well, not actually physically there, but he was happy to be doing the video. Todd Howard from Bethesda.
Yeah.
I don't understand who the audience is for Skyrim at this point on Switch.
For an 8-year-old game at this point?
For an 8-year-old game. Like, that's the thing that I don't really understand.
Is it 8 years old? I might have made that up.
It's old. It's Xbox 360, PS3. I mean,
I was
going to
say, I played it
when
I lived in Kissimmee in Florida, and that was 5 years ago at this point. So it's five. It's at least 5 years old.
You know what? It ain't new.
It's not a new game per se.
So I'm hopeful, and I don't like, I really hope that the situation isn't what EA did with Mass Effect at the Wii U launch. Mm. When they were like, all right, we're going to drop this old game that everybody's already played. And as soon as it doesn't, it didn't sell on the Wii U. Nobody wants our games on Wii U. Like, yeah. God, that's not really it, pal. You kind of missed the boat here.
But again, I don't know that Bethesda games are Nintendo seller. Like,
except the fact
Fallout
that...
Fallout a big Nintendo seller? Like, I'm just trying to think.
It could be. That's the thing. They've never been on Nintendo consoles before, and that's what seemed to be really exciting to Todd Howard.
Yeah.
And the one thing I could see about this... Like, this is something that I look at this game, and it's very unique from that perspective, is that I feel like there's going to be people out there that are like... Wait a minute, portable Skyrim? I'd play Skyrim again portably.
Mm.
Like, I think there might be an audience for that, but I don't know how big that audience is, and I don't know what it does. Bethesda have other plans for the platform? Is this their testing ground, and is this the smartest game to use as a testing ground? This is a curious choice. I'm not going to say it's flat out a bad one, but it's a very curious situation there.
It is.
I would love to see long-term Bethesda support for Switch. I think that would be really, really good thing for Nintendo to have on their side. And clearly, Todd Howard is a fan of Nintendo.
Sure.
So, I mean, they put him in, like, they put their game in the Switch reveal, and they put him in this presentation. It's clearly important to Nintendo to have that relationship with Bethesda. So, I'm curious to see where this goes. Suda51 rolls out, and I was just like, oh, hell yeah. Now I'm excited. And he's all like, and Travis Touchdown is coming. Yes, thank you. I'm so excited. Or at least I would be if the translator was saying anything.
Anything at all.
Anything at all. He's just sitting like, here's Travis Touchdown. I talked with indie developers. And
oh, God, it was so bad.
Thank you.
It was so bad.
That, and of all the moments to blunder too, Suda51 came out on
and
stage.
He was so
and
excited
like,
and like,
and he's this, he's excited for this system. He's excited to work with this system. And that means he's going to do something fucking stupid. And yeah. I can't wait for it. Because I love this man's brand of stupid. I love it.
It's a great brand of stupid. But man, this was really the moment where, like, the translation had been pretty bad up to this point. Mm-hmm. But man, this one was.
It wasn't,
like,
a game breaking problem. Like, this was a game breaker.
This was like, fuck, man. Like, this was. No, fuck. This was listening. I think the guys that they had doing the translation were the voice actors from the original Resident Evil. That's what they fucking sounded like. It was so awful. Like, they should have just given them the script beforehand.
Yeah.
And just had them read a script.
Yeah, instead of trying to actually straight up translate what's being said.
Had them read a script. I am tired. I don't have to work tomorrow, but I am tired.
Yeah. So next up, Patrick Soderlund from EA comes out with the most timid of all possibilities.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do FIFA.
It's gonna be
That's it.
It's gonna be FIFA. You guys
just gonna do FIFA? Now, granted, this is EA Sports back on a Nintendo console because they gave up with the Wii U.
Right.
So this is
they had given up.
Exactly. This is a step in the right direction, and I've seen a couple of conversations online where it's like, EA, pack your bags. We don't fucking need you. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
You do.
Nintendo needs EA. Nintendo needs EA Sports on their platform, and FIFA's not going to have an impact here in America, but it will have an impact everywhere else in the world. And if
I don't actually, I don't even know that that's true, though. I mean, FIFA sells pretty well here.
It does. It sells pretty well here, but it's not as big as Madden, I don't think.
No, it's not. It's not a system seller, but, like, the weird thing about the EA Sports games is that, like, I have one of my roommates from college, my roommate Chris from college, not you, but other Chris, has a PS4, and really one of the only things he plays is NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And keeps buying them. You know what I mean? Like, every year I'm buying the new NHL. I have a buddy down in Florida who has a PS4 simply to play the show. Like, there are sports gamers
who just want their sports
games.
That's
all they want. That's the only thing. And FIFA is like that. Because it used to be that FIFA was okay, but winning 11 was like the shit. Pro Evo was amazing. And then
that changed
FIFA
at some
caught
point.
Up, and FIFA has overtaken
became
it.
Like, yeah, it's a solid game. Now, if this, and he said that this is a custom version that they're making for the Switch, and I believe the architecture is based off of the 360 or PS3 stuff.
Which means motion controls again. Damn it, I'm going to have to strap a fucking Joy-Con to my foot with a proprietary foot strap and feel like an asshat.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what they mean by a custom Switch version, but I'd like to think that it means that this is what I hope is happening. I don't know if there's any way to tell if this is what's happening, but what I hope is happening is Electronic Arts has this thing, has a relationship with Nintendo, and they said, we are going to put our top franchise, which FIFA is their top sports franchise worldwide.
Oh,
hands
without
down.
Question. Like,
Madden's big here in America, but FIFA is the world.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to put serious effort into taking advantage of the capabilities of the Switch from a gameplay perspective and see what it's like if they can manage to gather an audience with this. Now, this is one of those areas where I think that they have a real thing with this portability situation, mm-hmm. because I have said for a while, I don't know if I ever said it on the show, my idea if Madden was coming to Switch, the way you sell it is you show a dude sitting on a couch.
Yeah, you said it last week. Yeah.
You show
taking it to the toilet.
If you can play a proper, fully featured version of FIFA anywhere and then take it at home and continue the same damn game on your TV, that is something. And it's not a huge something, at least not here in America, but I feel like there's a real thing for sports gamers on this. I mean, one of the things that Sony was trying to sell hardest with their ability to transfer your game to a Vita version was with MLB The Show, which is a phenomenal baseball game. But that's something that folks care about, is being able to take those games with them.
I cared about it.
there has not been a good series of sports games portably for a long time.
No, there really hasn't.
They kind of skipped over the 3DS. The Vita versions of a lot of the sports games haven't been, from what I've come to understand, good or even existent a lot of the times.
No, the Show version is good, but...
Well, yeah, but Show is a different animal.
But that's
a whole other thing. Show is like Sony figured out the secret sauce for making baseball games and nobody can freaking touch them. It's like...
Nobody even bothers anymore.
Yeah, because what's the point?
Yeah, and it's not like they signed an exclusive, just nobody bothered. Like everybody went, oh, fuck, that one's good. All right, yeah, we're done.
No sense in competing with this. I know Nintendo actually tried a good long while ago. They had a Pen and Chase Baseball coming out for GameCube, and then it got canceled.
Yep.
Because that was the weird exclusivity with the MLB was that third parties, I think like third parties weren't allowed to use the MLB, but first parties could.
It was the 2K series.
Yeah, they had the exclusive rights
to
use
the MLB, which killed EA's MVP baseball, which was great baseball.
It was.
And then EA got the Madden license, and 2K...
The best 2K could counter with was this.
Baseball,
but it left open this loophole where a first party could create their own MLB license stuff. And Nintendo got in on that with Pen and Chase and never finished off. Sony came up with the Show.
And
I think Microsoft did something for about 15 minutes and then gave up.
Yeah.
I don't remember what theirs was called, but.
Doesn't.
Oh, well.
Nobody played it.
So that was their little third party showcase.
And it wasn't enough.
That is the weakest of weak sauce, my friend.
This is not enough.
This was doom and gloom round two, because they were talking that they had some serious partnerships going on with third parties, and they need that. They need that desperately. They delayed
80 games in development,
and we didn't show any of them.
We didn't even tease you with any of them. We didn't even fucking tickle the balls with any of it. We just fucking left you high and dry.
At least nothing of substance, because what came immediately after that was a fairly snazzy sizzle reel.
Sure.
Showed off Mario, Splatoon, Sonic 2017.
Which, boo.
I don't know. I got my fingers crossed for it.
Come on. How many times? Again, Sonic's not something where I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, there's a new Sonic game. Like, there's always a new Sonic game, and it's always terrible.
I'm always half interested in it. I thought Sonic Colors was really good, but... You know, and then Sonic Generations was just good. So there's some people who think Sonic Generations was a masterpiece. I think those people are insane.
Yeah.
They call those people assholes. Minecraft Story Mode. All right, cool. You got Minecraft on your system. That's kind of a staple at this point. It's good that you have that.
Yeah, you should have that. I have
you
that.
You should.
It's everywhere else.
Then Mario Kart was shown for the first time in the sizzle reel. All right, cool. Skylanders, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
The Octopath Traveler again.
The Lego
Dragon Quest Heroes.
Some Lego.
Fucking Rayman Legends, okay. Yeah. Lego City Undercover, it's a re-release, but it's a damn good game.
Sure.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, that was a surprise.
Why is Street Fighter 2 in your fucking trailer? Why did you have Street Fighter 2 in there and you didn't fucking say anything about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the second half of this thing. Because, they did the Xenoverse.
Oh, yeah.
They did Xenoblade. They showed what I later found out was Farming Simulator.
Woohoo.
Okay. That's... Okay. Disgaea? What?
They showed off Farming Simulator instead of making another Harvest Moon game available on their system. But whatever.
Has-Been Heroes? Okay. Skyrim, Just Dance, Nobunaga's Ambition, 1-2 Switch, with the two idiots dressed as cowboys. Yeah. And then there was this kind of brief break where you looked at the asshats dressed as cowboys, drawing on one another like it's supposed to be cool, and all it makes me do is fucking vomit on my screen. And then they show Hyper Street Fighter 2. It's like, what? And then they show a new Bomberman game. What? Then they showed Tetris Cross Puyo Pop, a game I've wanted since it was released on Wii U, 3 years ago, and I was like, oh, wait, what's happening right now?
And
they show that paper cutting game that I don't really care about. I think the other one they showed was I Am Setsuna. They showed the one with the dog.
They showed that rhyme game.
Yeah.
Which
Fast Racing Neo Port.
That actually looks really great. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Some skiing game from Ubisoft, Arms again, Mario Kart again, and then the NBA 2K18 logo splashed really big at the very end.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, why, where's the rest of the, why am I learning about this here?
Right.
Okay. So then they followed it up with showing off what's in the box. So for your $300, you're going to get the two Joy-Cons, the holster thingy, the Switch, the dock, the AC and HDMI cable. A Pro controller is sold separately.
And this is where I was, I mean, I was out before, but I was like actively swimming away at the fact of not only, like, I didn't expect the Pro controller to be packaged in the box. It should be packaged in the box, but can we talk about the price of these things separately here? Because they didn't announce it in the show, but we know how much they cost.
Well, that stuff came out right after the show, so let's finish going over the show, and then we'll talk about that. So they go over the stuff that's in the box. They announce there's going to be two SKUs, one with the stupid colors and one that's all black. I pre-ordered the black one because it looks slick as hell.
Right. It does look really nice. It is a sharp-looking system.
And they haven't made one of those in a long...
Nope, they have not.
Have they ever made one of those?
No. Well...
No. I guess the NES is pretty cool looking.
Yeah, the NES
Super
is
Nintendo
cool.
Looked like it had curtains around the bottom of them. It was bright purple and shit. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
N64 is an odd looking system.
The black GameCube is pretty
Yeah, the black GameCube
looking.
Is nice. It's a little cool. Tall of a system. It's not a bad looking system. It's classy enough. The Wii... Sure, why not? It's just a box. It's pretty plain. The Wii U, not a very good-looking platform. So this is a nice-looking system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first iteration. Like, remember the original 3DS? Mm. Remember the original DS? So then they did their little goodbyes. They threw it to Europe. And the
all this was
he didn't
weird.
Say anything.
This was a weird...
He was just like, thanks for everything. I love you all.
Yeah.
And then they threw it to Reggie, and then they fucking trolled us.
Hard.
And I couldn't help but like appreciate that. This is what I kind of missed, was them just having some actual fun.
Yeah.
Like Reggie's saying a few things. He turns around. He's like, oh, look, it's Miyamoto. He's playing Zelda. When's Zelda coming out? I don't know. Ask this guy. And now Numa literally jumps out from behind the screen.
Bah!
He's like, what? This is hilarious. And Reggie's like, you got to know when it's coming out. Reggie's like, nah, you got to go back to Japan. He's like, fuck. So then they send it back to Japan. And Kimishima's like, we'll tell you in a minute. He says a handful of other things like, you bold motherfucker. And then they dropped the Zelda trailer.
You and I are going to feel very differently about this.
We are, because I thought it was the best trailer they've ever made. I was fucking floored.
I don't disagree with that. However, I looked at this and I thought, that looks nice. But if I want to play a Team Ico game, I'll just play those.
Nah, I don't know, man.
It looked to me, for large portions of the trailer, not when there were multiple enemies on screen, but large portions of the trailer looked very much like Ico or like Shadow of the Colossus. To me,
I'll give you that to an art direction extent, but gameplay wise. No, no way.
No, sure.
Gameplay-wise, this is every level of different.
You know, it looks fabulous. I love the way the characters look. I love the design of the characters. I love that it is a mature-looking Zelda title. This was one of the few games that they showed where I was like, oh, this isn't a kid's system.
They do know how to make games.
Yeah. Like, everything else, to me, reminded me, or, like, reinforced in my mind, even though I know this not to be true, to a point anyway, but, like, it's hard now to fight with the motion control thing and all that stuff. It's hard to fight this idea that Nintendo's are for kids. Like, this is a childish system. You know, looking at things like Splatoon, looking at the eyes that pop up on Mario, and that's not always a bad thing. Like, I don't mean that
it's
a negative.
It's definitely whimsical. I don't necessarily equate it with childish per se. I look at it more as fun and whimsical.
And like, maybe it's different for me now, especially having kids. Like, my kids watch a lot of Let's Play videos and stuff. And the Let's Play videos that they watch are people playing Pikmin and people playing Super Mario Odyssey, or not Odyssey, but Super Mario Galaxy. And, you know, Splatoon, like, they watch them play Nintendo games. Like, my kids aren't watching anybody play Uncharted or The Last of Us or God of War. You know, so, like, it's really hard for me to look at this and be like, like, that's a fucking kid system, man. Like, that's not for me anymore. But then Zelda's there, and it's like, all right, that looks pretty fucking dope, actually. But there is a caveat to that. But I'll let you go, like, you gush for a minute, because...
I mean, look, I was...
You were sold on it beforehand, so...
I was. I mean, yeah, I've been sold on this game beforehand.
Yeah.
But none of the trailers have hit me as hard as this one. None of the trailers for this new Zelda gave me that feeling I had when I first saw the original trailer for Twilight Princess before we knew it was Twilight Princess.
Right.
You know, that was an amazing experience. This was that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they started talking, and, like, you know, voice acting is new for the Zelda franchise. Mm-hmm. With the exception of the CDI games, may they never be spoken of again. And this was the first time they ever really started touching on the mythology. And
yeah, that's exciting.
That really interested me. But what killed me, like, what really got me, like, they're showing all the sprawling stuff, the same kind of stuff they showed before.
Right.
But then they started going faster, and they started showing, like, the close-up action, the explosions. A village in the game that was burning, just completely engulfed in flames. And, like, not like a background set piece, like, it was happening using the game engine. It was something that was happening in real time in the game, was a village was burning around you in real time.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound fucking cheesy, but, I mean, Zelda as a character has gone through so many different iterations. And a lot of times she's incredibly hollow. And the first time that I've ever really, really cared for Zelda as a character, and I thought that she was an interesting character, was in Skyward Sword, which is a flawed game, but I think has a lot of really, really excellent stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they really made Zelda into a person in that game. The other cool version of Zelda is Tetra in Wind Waker, but for a totally different set of reasons. But she's always been around, and one of her defining traits is that she's always tried her best to do what was best for her kingdom. And when that part in this trailer, when she's not just crying, she's like, the face is, she's fucking destroyed by something.
Yeah.
She's not doing that dumb anime crying. She is in genuine pain and cries to Link. I was like, holy shit, I'm feeling feelings. Why am I feeling feelings right now?
Nintendo, you have restored my faith a little bit.
Like, you can do this. You can do this.
Stop doing all that other shit.
This trailer knocked me, just blew me over. The Goron shows up, and the crazy fairy, and he's riding his horse through the... Every piece of this was incredible. This was just an incredible trailer, and what a way to end the show, because, like, yeah, here's this game you know about, but we're going to show you right now that you actually don't know shit about this game.
Yeah.
You think you do because you've seen over, like, 13, 14 solid hours of gameplay of this, which have all been interesting to some degree, but you actually don't know shit about this game.
Yeah.
And blew me away. So I left on this really high note, and I immediately, as I was thinking about it, I'm like, all right, I'm giving this presentation a C, maybe a C-, because there were some really low lows, but the highs were unbelievably high.
Yeah.
So, immediately after this, I'm expecting all the weird shit that happens after Nintendo Directs to start happening. And it does. And the first thing I saw was the thing that made me just throw my arms up in the air. I literally threw my arms in the air with joy. was that Wonder Boy was announced for it. Wonder Boy, yep. The Dragon's Trap. They were like, we can finally say this. That we've been talking to him for a long time, and we had to keep it a secret. Now we can talk about it. It's coming to Switch. It's like, yes. Yes, this game is coming out on a platform I will own. I'm so happy right now. Sonic Mania, which I thought was very weird, wasn't coming out on Wii U. Oh, it's coming to Switch. And I like the Sega Genesis Sonic games. This looks really good to me. So we talked about it a couple episodes ago. I think Sonic Mania looks cool. Glad it's coming. The official announcement of Ultra Street Fighter 2, The Final Challengers, which I am confused.
I am also confused. I need more information on that. Of course.
I mean, did you see the presentation on it today?
No, that I didn't have time to get to.
It's cool. I mean, it's basically, you know, the HD remix, but it's got Evil Ryu and Violent Ken in it, which is interesting, awesome. To throw those characters into Street Fighter 2. You can play in old 16-bit mode or the HD versions of it, and it's got Dramatic Battle in it, which was that cool thing they did in Alpha 3 where two people could team up on one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even fair, but it's really fun.
It is fun.
There is a piece of this trailer that is very confusing and interesting to me, and it is less than a second long. At the very end of the trailer that they showed right before its segment in Treehouse Live today, there was a 3D, like a first-person perspective Ryu throwing a Hadouken at Bison, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than a second, and the art style looks like Street Fighter V.
Which is interesting.
Why was that there? I am right. Every level of confused, because the art direction in that was very much that kind of painted-looking style. It did not match anything in Street Fighter II. Very confused by that. So they continued with, you know, official announcements of Disgaea 5, Has-Been Heroes, Farming Simulator, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which I'm stoked for.
Yeah, I mean,
look, I loved Mario Kart 8, and this fixes battle mode.
Right.
It
should be a new game. It better not be fucking full price.
Yeah, that's my real caveat. If they want to sell this at full price, I'm going to be a little ticked off. Because, again, I might actually skip it. Because the new battle mode looks neat. I like the ability to hold two items. That's really, really interesting. But there doesn't seem to be any new single-player courses, like racing courses.
Right.
And if there's none of that new content, I'll just stick with my Wii U version. I'm not going to bear it any ill will, per
se.
Sure. Because this game, with all of the content that's in it, is definitely worth full price for somebody who's never played it before. But as somebody who already has the regular version with all the DLC, not so much.
Right.
But this, why wasn't this part of their presentation? I'm curious about that. Like, Mario Kart is a big franchise for them, and is a friggin' money in the bank for them. And I don't know. Omitting this to the extent that they did without actually talking about it or announcing it or what it is during
weird
the presentation
decision.
Is a very weird decision.
Yeah.
Super Bomberman R. I'm in. I'm game. That actually looks really fun. I made a new Bomberman game.
I've never been a huge fan of the Bomberman games, but I know that people like them, you know?
Yeah. So I've never been a fan either, and I think I'm going to give it a real serious shot with this one. I feel like this is the one that I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to put some effort into this right now. The Zelda Collector's Editions were announced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opting out. I don't need that shit in my life. I have a full-size Master Sword, so I don't need a little statue of it, as nice as it looks. I don't need the coin. I don't need the map. I don't need to spend the extra money. I'm just going to get the standard edition. The cover for Zelda looks so good. And I'm so glad I don't live in Europe, because the European one looks kind of dumb. And the American one looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, First Four Figures announced at this point that they are making a Breath of the Wild Link statue, which looks also amazing.
Yeah.
But I will stick with my Link on Epona from Twilight Princess, because it's amazing. Spelunker World. I don't know enough about this, but if it's a Spelunker game, I'm in. I love Spelunker.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Arcade Archives is another thing I'm curious about. I know it's got a bunch of Neo Geo games in it, so neat.
Which is cool. Yeah, yeah. I love fucking old Neo Geo shit.
Rayman Legends Definitive Edition, really? Really?
Enough. I've never liked those.
I loved Rayman Legends on Wii U, and I would have loved it a lot more if it came out when it was supposed to instead of getting delayed so that it could release at the same time. Like, that thing burned me so hard with Wii U.
Yeah.
Where the game was done, and they put it on a shelf so that it could release at the same time as the other versions that they were developing after the fact.
Yeah,
that was dirty.
That is
dirty. It was because they wanted to release it on other platforms because they didn't think it was going to sell well enough on Wii U, and I think they were wrong. I think if they released it when it came out, it would have sold well on the platform because it was the exact right game at the exact right time that showed what the Wii U gamepad was capable of in an interesting and fun way. It was good multiplayer stuff, and it would have shown other third parties that third-party games, if done well, could sell on the platform. But Ubisoft got cold fucking feet and said, "Nah, we're just going to shelve it." And it was brutal. I know the creators of the game thought it was a bad decision, and the game ultimately suffered for it because they're still releasing it, trying to make their money back on it because it didn't sell well on any of the platforms that they ported it to.
No, it did not.
And that's what they deserve for it.
Yeah.
Screw you, Ubisoft.
Karma.
Karma. Minecraft story mode complete. Fast remix. Fast Racing Neo is like not F-Zero.
Yeah.
It's great, but come on, make F-Zero.
Right.
Please, just do it at this point. That's not a word. I don't know what I typed. Binding of Isaac Afterbirth. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't gotten around to playing that one yet.
I mean, I really like it, but that's not, like, I don't even know that that's announcement worthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fun. It's an interesting little twin-stick shooter that's really fucked up and weird, but, again, we're talking about old shit.
Yeah, again, I don't understand, but whatever, sure. Good for you. I'm glad it's there. I would rather Super Meat Boy, but whatever.
Right.
Accessory prices. That was the other thing that came out, and this made me mad.
This is where I was officially off the boat.
This was really disappointing to me. Because, all right, so Switch dock. You should be able to get some other docks and put them elsewhere in your house. And you can. They're selling them separately for $90.
Yep.
$89.99. The Pro Controller. What I want most in this world.
This is
that
the one.
Pro Controller. I want it. I want to rub it all over my face.
This is the one.
It's $69.99.
$70. And now, here was the thing. When I look at a Nintendo Switch, I look $300 for the system, mm-hmm. $60 for Zelda, so I'm up to $360, mm-hmm. $70 for the Pro Controller, mm-hmm. $430 to play a new Zelda game? No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Yeah.
That is not enough. There is not enough value in that system with the lineup of games that they have announced for me to spend that much money. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane. I'm doing it on faith, and I think this will eventually be worth it, at the very least for me.
I really hope it is.
I'm also kind of treating myself. This is also one of those things like, you know what? I'm all in. I'm going to do something fiscally irresponsible because I never do that. And I'm all in. I'm doing it.
Yeah. This that
I was
going to
buy two Pro Controllers. And you know what? I'm sure that Nintendo is looking at it like this thing is crammed with so much fucking tech. Just like the Joy-Cons, a pair of Joy-Cons are $80.
Which is
an individual Joy-Con is $50.
Insane.
This is absurd. It is obscene. But I'm looking at it like, okay, I get it. They stuff this thing with all manner of tech. I'm sure that HD force feedback is not the cheapest thing in the world to make.
Sure.
And I'm sure they're looking over at Microsoft, who's selling $100 controllers like there's no tomorrow.
Right, to hardcore thinking, elite pro players.
Yeah.
Or kids
and like,
who
okay,
think
they're looking
be
like,
pro
okay,
players.
Well, $70, that's cheaper than their elite controller. Well, it's kind of a different market.
It's a whole different thing. It's a whole $80 for another set of pro controllers is insane. And the troubling thing is that they did not announce a price for games. We are assuming, I am assuming, $60 because that's what other games sell for. Mm-hmm. If these are cartridge-based games, they could be more.
And they could be.
And I'll tell you,
I mean,
what,
like 3DS games are $40 or $30.
But you're not fitting Breath of the Wild on a 3DS cart. So if Breath of the Wild is double the cart, which means double the price, N64 carts were $80. If their games are more than $60,
oh yeah, then they're in real
this
trouble.
Is the end of Nintendo.
Yes, this is.
I can't imagine they're going to be, but these are cartridge-based games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem because of, I think, of something you're going to get to here in a minute. That is just the most ridiculous thing that was said today. We'll see. I'll point it out when you get to it. But it is the most unbelievable thing that Nintendo announced today.
I don't have anything on here that's gonna be that. So what are you talking about?
The amount of memory that this fucking thing ships with.
Shit, I actually did. I skipped right over that.
They announced in 2017 that their console ships with 32 gigabytes of memory. That is
paltry.
Fucking,
that is insulting.
Laughable. The 500 gigabytes I have in my original PS4, because I haven't gotten the 1 terabyte PS4 Pro yet, is not enough space.
Yeah.
And now I know that I'm talking digital games versus physical carts, but again, we don't know the price of the cart. But my iPhone has 128 gigabytes of memory on it.
Yeah. This is insulting. Not a good plan.
It's insulting. To fucking charge that much money for me to have to expand my memory capabilities if I plan on buying digital games, which, guess what, is the fucking future. It is fucking insulting. $80 for a controller, 32 gigabytes of memory on a $300 system. You can go this isn't even an impulse purchase at this point.
Yeah, those are big problems right there.
That's huge.
Those are big, fat, hairy problems.
Who the fuck
I don't
fuck
disagree
does
with
that?
You at all.
How the fuck can you put out a new system with 32 gigabytes of fucking memory on it?
It's their way of keeping it profitable, and it's not smart. But I mean, like, this is similar to their problem with the Wii U, is they packed that screen. They packed that Wii U gamepad full of all this expensive tech
that nobody used
or
cared about
elsewhere. Exactly. Like, that HD force feedback thing, is that what's making this shit so expensive? Because
it's insane.
I would rather have more memory
in
my system. Like, I get that they're doing the whole micro SD thing, and the prices on that stuff is coming down.
Sure,
really,
and that's
like,
and it's great that it's not proprietary, because that was a huge problem with the Vita. The Vita shipped with, like,
that
a 4 gigabyte memory card, and you had to buy, like, the Sony memory cards for that are still insanely priced.
Because they're completely proprietary. That's...
Yeah, it's
like,
nuts.
Yes, Nintendo's not alone in this kind of insanity, but this is ridiculous.
That's
a bad plan
absolutely
right there.
Like, I got angry when I saw that today. I was like, all this other stuff, like, fuck you, man. Just... fuck off. Because, like, again, you and I, like, we live in smaller houses. Like, we don't have giant places. I don't want a big house. But part of the thing about living in a smaller house is that I don't have physical media anymore. Like, I got rid of all my CDs. Like, I buy Blu-rays every now and again, but, like, I don't buy games physically. I buy games digitally now. And if that's not a thing I'm going to be able to do, but they did show that there was a fucking eShop little button, 32 gigabytes is insane.
It is absolutely obscene, because I'm sure all this product is available digitally. They've already shown how much Zelda takes up and, you know, how much memory it takes up. And,
well, and now,
you're not going to be able to do anything out of the box digitally.
Like, what's the biggest SD card that you can get?
A terabyte
SD card. Is that affordable? I don't even know. Like, I didn't even look, but I assume it's not.
I think it's $300.
Okay. That is not even close to being feasible. So now, if I want to buy games digitally, I'm talking about swapping memory cards at this point. Like, I might as well just buy games physically, but I don't want to fucking do that either because I don't want boxes and manuals and all. Like, are you fucking insane? It's fucking insane. It's insanity to ship with less than half the storage. The iPhones, you can't even get one with 32 gigabytes anymore. It's a fucking iPhone. Yeah, and the smallest one they sell is 64 gigabytes. What the fuck, man? Jesus.
You're not wrong. Right. Like, that's one of those things that I'm just not even thinking about because, again, I'm probably going to be buying my stuff physically because I like physical stuff. I don't like buying stuff digitally if I don't have to.
Right. I know that you don't. I just like looking at it from the other
side. But from a practicality and selling this system to people on Earth. What?
Again, I'm looking at a Switch and a PS4 on the shelf next to each other. It's a no-brainer.
You're not wrong. I cannot argue
that
fact.
They would have had to put Portal 3 on this system. It would have had to have been a launch title for me to get one. This will be the first Nintendo system I don't own.
That breaks my heart. I don't want to say... I can't say never, because you never know what's going to happen with these people. We said at the beginning of this, you cannot predict what Nintendo's going to do. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. There's a few more tiny things to talk about. There was an adorable parental controls trailer.
That was cute.
The parental controls are being handled through a phone app, which is kind of neat. You can set like times on it, and you can turn it off remotely and whatnot. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. I approve. And the trailer for it is adorable because it's Bowser parenting Bowser Jr.
And Bowser has Peach as his screen background. It's cute and kind of creepy.
That should crack me up. Let's see. There is no Miiverse and no Street Pass. That has been confirmed.
Which I think is a step in the right direction. Honestly, I do. Because, I agree. Again, that was some cornball shit.
Street Pass was pretty neat.
The Miiverse was...
Yeah, Miiverse was... It was cute, but Facebook exists.
Why am I looking at like Duplo figures of myself? I don't want to do that. I'm grown.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life anymore. I don't know if Miis are a part of this at all. I don't think they are. They haven't shown
I hope not.
And I would be okay. I would be all right if Miis went away. I don't hate Miis. I don't really enjoy them.
Oh, man, do I.
I'm kind of sad to see Street Pass go. I kind of get it. But I thought that was a really neat way of getting people to take their systems out and about and communicate with one another. But it's not.
It's just not a thing.
It's not a necessity. Yeah.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
It's not a thing. It was fun for a little while it lasted, but it's just not a thing. They're doing a Fire Emblem Direct coming on January 18th. Again, I don't really care about Fire Emblem, so...
But lots of people do.
Lots of people do. They said there will be more virtual console information before launch. You're running out of time, fellas. Why didn't you talk about this at all today?
What the fuck?
Whatever. Pre-orders sold out incredibly fast.
Of course they did. And we knew they were going to. Like, that's not a surprise.
So... This is my list of games that weren't there. These are games. This is one of the bleakest lineups of games I have ever seen.
Can we start with the launch lineup and just say what it is before we talk about what's not there? Because holy shit, Chris.
Sure. Do you have that in front of you?
Hold on. I'm scrolling to it right now. Okay, day one. Zelda Breath of the Wild. Great. But also available on the Wii U that day. That I think is a fucking problem when you look at the fact that the other launch titles available are 1-2 Switch, Skylanders Imaginators, Super Bomberman R, Just Dance 2017.
Just Dance.
That's it. Five games available at launch. One of them being 1-2 Switch, complete and utter bullshit. One of them being... fucking Just Dance. Skylanders. Yeah. That shit is over. Like,
That ship has sailed. ladies and gentlemen.
Go check your local GameStop and look at the amount of used figures that are there, comparatively speaking to the used Lego figures that are there. You will see quite a difference. Super Bomberman, sure, it's a new Bomberman game, but...
That's neat, but it ain't selling systems.
I mean, you're banking on Zelda Breath of the Wild, but that's available on a system that I don't have to spend $300 on, plus another $70 for a controller, and however much the game... Like, I can just buy the game on the Wii U. That's a big fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's... And that's it. That's the lineup.
Yeah, that's what is available on launch day, and that is effing sad.
That might be the worst.
And, like, I've heard people complaining, like, well, you know, it's more games than we had on Nintendo 64. It's like, well, you know what you had on Nintendo 64 on day one was Super Mario 64, and that was revolutionary.
And you also had Star Wars on day one and Turok.
I don't think those were day one.
I thought they were...
They were launch window, but we waited a while. N64 launched with... I think N64 launched with Pilot Wings and Mario 64, and that was it for a good long while, until Cruisin' USA, I think.
Also pathetic, but, like, the only other games announced for March are I Am Setsuna, Snipper Clips, Has-Been Heroes, and Fast RMX. Nope, boys, you fucking missed the boat again. You missed it again. Don't launch in March. Launch in April, when the only game announced for April is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
But there's
one game announced.
Did that?
We are 3 months away from this, from April. We're 2 months away from the system coming out. Less than 2 months, because it comes out the beginning of March. We're a month and a half away. And there are two big titles that are going to be available. One of them has been on the Wii U, and everybody has it.
But this is the thing that bothers me even more, is the fact that they didn't release... Kimishima said they didn't release in November because they wanted to make sure that they had the right amount of games so that there wouldn't be these big gaps. They held off because they didn't think that they had enough games. Can you honestly tell me that they think they have enough games now?
If they do, they are wrong.
Exactly. If they think that, they are dead effing wrong. And this is what confuses me. This is what absolutely confounds me. Are they holding back a shitload of games that they're going to show off at E3 and have themselves an amazing E3? That's a possibility. They could have a whole lot of stuff in the can from third parties and whatnot. Why aren't they showing more of it now? Are they doing it so that they can hold it off and have a great E3 later? I don't know. But there's also the very real possibility that this is all they have for 2017. And their E3 show, they're going to look back and say, you know what really worked well for us was E3 last year. We had Game of Show with Breath of the Wild, and we just concentrated on that one. E3 is just Super Mario Odyssey this year. We're not bringing anything else.
That's what it's going
to
be.
That is a realistic possibility, and that is fucking terrifying to me.
That's what it's going to be. I do not think you were wrong that this will sell less than the Wii U. I really don't think you're wrong on that, because Breath of the Wild is not enough when people who already have... Because, again, the audience for this was lost when they showed 1-2 Switch.
Yeah, they left the building.
Yep, we're done. We're out of here. And then the memory and the expensive controllers and all of that. And I have a Wii U. And I am not alone. I promise I am not alone in saying that if I'm going to play Breath of the Wild, it's going to be on the Wii U.
And not only that, there's a lot of people who bought the Wii U just for Zelda before mm-hmm. they announced it was coming to Switch.
And we've been waiting a whole long while for it.
Mm-hmm. So... here's what wasn't there. We already knew that Mass Effect and Red Dead Redemption 2 weren't going to be there, but it, you know, would have been nice if it was just a big old fake out and it came out to be a surprise.
Sure.
There was no Resident Evil 7. The only thing Capcom had was that Street Fighter game. Square Enix showed up and with a handful of Dragon Quest, but they did not mention any of the Kingdom Hearts games, which are multi-platform now, And the Final Fantasy remake, also multi-platform. The rumored Beyond Good and Evil, not there. South Park, not there. Injustice 2, not there. Anything to do with Dark Souls, not there. Most sports games, including Madden or any kind of baseball situation, not there. Wrestling games, WWE 2K series, not there. Double Dragon 4, nope. Metal Gear Survive, nope. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom, nope. Tekken, nope. Smash, no mention. Any of the rumored ports besides Mario Kart, nothing at all. The rumored Metroid game, nothing at all. Something to look forward to besides Mario, no. This shit is bleak.
It
is beyond bleak. This is one of the most frightening lineups of games I've ever seen on any console. This is sad.
It doesn't look any different from what the Wii U would have gotten this year.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. This doesn't look different from what the Wii U would have gotten this year. And that is effing sad.
That's bad.
It's just a plain bad. This is every kind of disappointing. This is, I'm not talking doomspeak. I'm not trying to be one of those, oh, Nintendo is screwed. Like, people have been saying that for years. This is the first time I mean it from the bottom of my heart. If they don't turn this around sometime very soon, this is it for them. Not as a company. They're not going to go out of business as a company.
They're
not. No danger of that. But as a console manufacturer, there is a very real possibility that this is their last one, because this is a series of worst case scenarios. This was about as bad as this could have reasonably been. Like, unless they paraded out Wii Music 2. Like, there's just almost no way this could have gone worse for them.
What needed to happen, they needed to come out and be like, boom, new fucking Metroid game. You didn't even know about it. Here it is. Here's a new fucking Zelda game. You knew about it. Here's the new Mario game. Here's what it is. Oh, shit. Here's a new Punch-Out game. Here's a new fucking Kid Icarus game. Let's play off the strength of our old franchises. Let's get the nostalgia going here. And, oh, look, here's all the third-party support. Because here's the thing. Mario Kart 8 sold almost, I would imagine, and I don't know the exact numbers on this, but I would imagine that almost everybody who owns a Wii U owns Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, it was a huge seller.
Now, that was, how many consoles has the Wii U sold in America?
Top of my head, I don't know. I'm really tired.
I am too. Let's say it's 50 million consoles. That sounds like too many. But let's say it's 50 million consoles. If that game were released on the PlayStation 4, that 50 million that they sold would be 150 million.
13.36 million Wii U consoles have been sold.
Wow, that's less than I thought. Yeah. So the 13 million that they sold, if they sold 13 million copies of Mario Kart 8, if they released it on PS4, it would have sold 50.
Easy. Mario Kart 8 is currently sitting at 7.15 million copies.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty... that's a lot of copies of a game.
It's not, though.
Well, I mean, let's see.
Comparatively speaking.
Let's go with Uncharted 2. Uncharted 2 globally sold. Uncharted 2 globally has sold 6 million. 6.6 million.
That's a PS3.
That was like one of the biggest PlayStation 3 games.
You see
going
my point,
against the fact that Mario Kart 8 outsold that on Wii U? How are they not leading with this?
Well, I don't know. You see my point, though.
I do.
Really tired. Numbers are bad, right?
Yeah,
but
I totally see your point. I don't.
This is where it's going, and it's going to have to.
For them to maintain profitability,
this is bad,
right,
man.
It's going to have to.
This is, and I'm bummed. Like I am really fucking bummed about this. Like, I know I made a joke on the show that released today where I was like, I hope this is terrible, and that you're just depressed at the end of it. But like, I really didn't want it to be this. I really didn't. This is,
but you know what? Like this is bleak. This is darkness right here. This does not look good. But they can turn it around. It is
sure
preposterous that they have to. I can't believe they're in this position right now where they have to turn this around. I can't believe that they had that initial trailer that was so positive, that it was just almost universally positive. There was so much positive buzz, and they spent all of it. Now they're completely back at square zero. They need to, and they need to work so hard to get themselves back to limping. I can't believe the system hasn't even launched yet, and they're at a tremendous disadvantage.
Yeah, they really are.
And at the same time, they showed me that new Mario game and the new Zelda game in ways that completely affirm that this is one of the most capable companies out there. That they have so much potential to do so much good. The fact that ARMS actually looks awesome, but didn't when they first showed it. Like, I'm baffled. How did this happen? How are they this completely out of touch with what people actually want to have let this happen? How is that possible? It seems comedic to me. It seems it is completely and totally flabbergasting. How can a company this smart and this powerful, and how can Reggie go on? They did an interview where somebody was asking about Mother 3 because there was a big rumor that was coming to the Switch, and they're like, yeah. And you could also ask me about Metroid. He's all but confirming that these things are in existence, that these things are coming. But you can't trust that. I mean, it's like we read the message boards. We know what the people are saying that they want. And I don't know if he's holding back tears when he says that.
He must
or
be.
If it's just a flat-out lie.
It's
because if
be
they were
the
paying
two.
Attention to even a fraction of what is happening in the game world, the games that are selling tons of copies and making people money, that they're looking at what else is happening in the world of video games, and they are just... The 1-2 Switch is a goddamn middle finger to reason and sanity. That is looking cold, hard facts in the eye. That is ignoring what your customers want, what gamers as a whole want, what the goddamn planet wants out of video games. That is ignoring every single trend in the universe on a sliver of hope that you're going to recapture the magic of Wii Sports. It is pathetic and sad. It is so much worse than what they are, and that is depressing.
It is. I wanted
there
to
is
love
potential
it, man.
Here.
I really
there
did.
Is absolute potential here for this system to do some really, really cool things. And if it is theoretically iterative, as in like the stuff like the memory continues to get cheaper, and it can grow and evolve as a platform, there is so much potential for this to be a success. And those kinds of technical hurdles that piss us off, they're not going to piss off the people that don't know what they're buying, that are just, I go in there and I look and see what's on the shelf. This looks, oh, I can do this, but I can also do it on the go. I'll think about all that shit later because the guy behind the counter at Target isn't going to tell me about this stuff. Those are the people that they can get if they had the games like Madden and Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty, but they don't.
But they don't.
They don't have any of that stuff. And in order to compete in this market, in order to grab market share, even if they keep saying, oh, they're not competing with the PlayStation and the Xbox, okay, but you're still competing for market share. There's still a finite amount of people who want to play video games, and if you want to be a part of that industry because of the misstep after misstep after misstep, because of the perception that Nintendo has created for itself with the Wii branding and the Blue Ocean strategy and all that stuff, because of the Nintendo 64 going cartridges instead of CDs, because of all those things that they've done oddly and differently since the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, which was the last time that they were truly riding high.
Yeah.
I know the Wii was the best-selling console of its generation, but that console did not win that generation.
No.
That sold millions and millions of extra copies to people who played Wii Sports and nothing else, and they did it for like 2 months. That was an anomaly and a half. It was a fad. It was bizarre. But the reason their systems have been on a downward trend ever since the Super Nintendo is because of shit like this. And they're completely ignoring this fact. And here was an opportunity to do that. They found a way to create something that was uniquely Nintendo and at the same time conform to the industry standards. And they found a way to piss all that away. And not just piss it away, but to give it a middle finger on its way out the door. To be like, no, no, no. I don't want any of this shit. We're gonna give you this motion controlled mini game, and you're gonna like it because that's what people want. They wanted it on the Wii, and they can't do that. It's the same mistake they made by calling Wii U Wii U.
Yeah,
they made a sequel to something that nobody liked in the first place. It's gonna be like those damn Avatar movies, flash in the pan. We're gonna make four more of them. We're gonna spend billions of dollars. You know what? Nobody's gonna care when they come out.
Nobody is gonna give a shit. It's too because little, it was too late.
Exactly, it was too little, too late. I keep coming back to, like, in the time that they showed me this stuff, they also showed me a Mario and Zelda game that surprised me and impressed me in ways that I didn't even think were possible. I'm absolutely blown away by those two games. And some of the other stuff that I want is coming to this platform. It's indie stuff. I could have gotten it elsewhere, but I'm going to choose to stick with Nintendo on this one. This has been a weird 24 hours.
And like, what's,
and it's going to be...
What's really crazy is that I think even you would admit at this point that even though you are going to buy a Switch, you should be buying a PS4.
Yeah, logically.
Because you could buy Breath of the Wild on Wii U. You couldn't buy Odyssey. I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
But you could buy Breath of the Wild on a system you already have. You should be buying a PS4, and you know you should, but you're giving them one more chance.
I'll always give them a chance because it's, you know, Nintendo. What? At the end of the day, for as poorly as it did on the market, the Wii U was the perfect system for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing about the PlayStation 4 is it's full of games that I'll never play. And as much as I respect and appreciate those games, they're not the ones for me. Now, what I didn't see out of this presentation was the effects of Nintendo merging their handheld and console markets. I want this future where...
But that was like 7 years ago, wasn't it? Like, it was, wasn't it a while ago that they did? I'm not...
No, it was after Iwata.
Was it? Okay.
Right before Iwata passed. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay, and it was, I thought it was longer.
I assumedly because of Switch was why they were doing that, the consolidation there. I want that future where no matter what game Nintendo makes, big or small, I have the option to play it handheld or on my television, and I don't have to have two different systems to do it.
Right.
I want whatever box boy to come out on Switch. I want, you know what, if that rumored Pokemon Stars game was here, that would have changed the game. Because, you know what, that would have been the first console Pokemon RPG. The first time you could do that on your TV without losing any of the portability.
Nope, that would have been a system seller.
That would have been a system seller right there. And if that is in the works,
off the shelves.
If that is in the works and they didn't announce it, you got to wonder why. You've got to wonder why.
It's the same reason they would call something Pokken Tournament.
That's hysterical.
You just don't get it.
I don't think Nintendo did that. I feel like that was a Namco thing. I feel like that was like, we got to combine Pokemon and Tekken because it's a Pokemon Tekken game. Pokken Tournament. I love it.
Just, man, like, and this has been a rather long podcast, and maybe it'll even be a two-parter. Who knows? But at the end of the day, man, like, you and I had said when we did the original show after the video in October, that this system was going to more than I think any other Nintendo system because it doesn't have the other stuff. Like, and this isn't even something that we touched on, but the way that the future of home entertainment is going, like, I will have, as of tomorrow, when it gets delivered to my house, I will have a 4K television. The Switch isn't pushing 4K content.
No.
That's a problem.
Hmm.
But it is.
I don't know that I agree with that.
But it is. Like, because it is. Because
4K ain't HD. Like, that's not going from standard definition to high definition. 4K is luxury at this point.
You're right. But it's going to become the standard.
It may become the standard, but even then, a 1080 thing on a 4K screen isn't going to look like plug-in composite into your HD TV. These games are never going to look bad on your
television.
You're
absolutely right. But when, again, you're looking at value propositions, and you're looking at something that costs $300, and two things cost the same amount of money, but one of them can do all of this other stuff, and one of them can't, that's a fucking concern. Like, it baffles me that Nintendo has doggedly stuck to the "this is a gaming system" when the market has clearly shown them that what people expect out of their gaming systems is a whole lot of other stuff. You know, like, it goes back to your point of you're not listening. You're just not listening to what the market wants. You know,
it's not that you're not listening to a handful of, you know, fanboys on
you're not listening
Reddit or something. You're not listening to market trends.
People bought a PS3. Like, I feel maybe that you feel the same way now as I did when I watched the PS3 press conference, and they were like, "And this is going to be $600," and it was like, "Fuck! How do I defend that?" Jesus Christ! Well, it's still the cheapest Blu-ray player, but people bought a PS3 because it also had it was the cheapest Blu-ray player. Same thing with the PS2. Yeah. It was the cheapest DVD player you could possibly get at that moment. And since that time, people have expected more. Like, you were working in video game stores. You remember the fucking outrage. The outrage that people felt at Microsoft when it was like, "So this thing can play DVDs, but I gotta buy a $30 fucking remote for it? Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And the farmer who sold you the goddamn horse."
That was a dick move to begin with.
You know what I mean? Like, all of that was crazy. And Nintendo is just going down this path where it's like, I can't. You're going down a path I can't follow, Anakin. I can't. It seems it's so strange to me.
Who has the high ground?
Just don't do it, Anakin. If you jump at me, I'm going to literally cut pieces of you off. Three of them. I'm going to somehow willy-do my fucking lightsaber and cut off one of your arms and both of your legs. And you're just going to lay there going, "Brah, fuck." It's going to be awesome. But, like, I mean, again, like, people who own a Wii U are going to buy a Switch. Some of them.
Some of them. You're gonna get lower returns than that.
But people who don't, when I'm looking at it and the box says this can stream shit in 4K. Like, I know the PS4 Pro can't fucking play 4-ray discs or 4K discs, but it'll stream 4K stuff, and that's the fucking future of the shit anyway, is streaming. Like, physical media, like I said, is just going away. Like, I can't stream 4K on a Switch. I can't do it. The fucking little screen.
No, but you also can't put your PS4 in your pocket and take it on the plane with you.
I can too. You haven't met the size of my pants. I still will wear JNCOs.
So, but like I was saying, that was their idea here, was that their selling point was that, yes, these other systems do all this crazy shit, but we give you the opportunity to take it with you. This is something that nobody else is doing, and to certain parts of the world, this is something that's interesting. So, but they needed to make everything else needed to come together for that to be a good enough selling point. And so far, it has not. So, all right, it's late. We are very tired. We've been at this for a long time. So we are going to call it a night. That is going to be our show.
We're going to take a quick break, read some commercials. We'll be back.
We'll be back for the second half of... No, I skipped over the commercials, skipped over everything this week. We weren't planning on doing this until Wednesday, until the dust settled, but Dan and I decided that we needed to do this immediately. So
No, I felt feelings.
Yeah, so I'm glad we had this discussion. Like I said, I pre-ordered it. And I paid for it in full. I'm going to buy this thing, and I really hope that I'm going to enjoy it. I think that I will.
I'm sure and you're going to.
Here's
the first little bit.
Here's the possibility of what could happen, is that the initial shipment sells out. The initial buzz is positive when it does launch. It does have a large enough install base to entice some third parties to be a little bit less timid. And if things go well from there, if they show us that there's more than this paltry selection of stuff happening in 2017, that there's other games on the horizon that we should be more excited about, they could turn it around. But it is absurd that they have to turn it around at this point.
Before completely they've even absurd. Launched.
Yeah.
On that note,
that's our show. Join us next week when we'll be talking about something. I have absolutely no idea what. There's probably not going to be a show this Friday either, because this is this week's show. It's early. I'm screwing with the schedule. I'm sorry. You can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, follow us on Twitter at @the_Geekade, find us individually on Twitter, I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade KRIS, and Dan is at
Geekade Dan.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, I don't know, look online, it's everywhere right now. What am I going to put in the show notes? Go to YouTube. While you're at it, subscribe to this and any of other wonderful podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher, where if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. I'm not going to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, because I don't think I'm passing it off to him. I think I'm going to do this one myself. I don't know. But he usually makes the show listenable for all you folks, so thank him anyway. Thank you, Mark TDK Knight, for our show's theme. Check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we'll have a link to in the show notes. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on geekade.com, where we post something new every single day. Thank you for listening. On behalf of myself and Dan, keep playing games.